What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? No, he doesn't even know what it's called.
What's it called? What's it called?
Huh.
We just took dumps. Two dudes taking dumps. That's the name of this podcast.
Oh, man. That's the vibe.
It is the vibe. Just two dumping dudes.
Two dumping dudes. Two men, yeah. One dump.
Two men full of shit. Two men, one dump. Two men, one dump, watching two girls, one cup. Yeah, that's right. I can't shit unless I'm watching two girls, one cup. I just need to remember what shitting's like, you know?
Yeah, I like it a lot. Yeah. You ever hear people go, ooh, would you rather shit, never shit again, or you shit and it doesn't smell? I mean, people always do that, would you rather?
Yeah, would you rather is so fun.
I like to shit. It's a very big relief.
One of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life, I used to work in this warehouse with a bunch of comedians and some other people, and it was just a blast. You know, we'd like fold shirts and ship them for this merch warehouse, and we'd just all crack jokes all day.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to music. And one of the comics in there was Finn Straley. You know Finn, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's
Finn.
So funny. And we were doing Would You Rathers. I'm trying to remember it exactly because I don't want to fuck it up. It was so funny. We were all doing all sorts of Would You Rathers. And he goes, hey, Dave. I just happened to walk near him. He goes, Dave, I got a Would You Rather for you. Would you rather... wait, hush. Oh, yeah. Would you rather shit, piss, or piss, cum?
Ooh.
And keep in mind, either way, shit. You die.
Whoa. Would you rather shit, piss...
Or piss, cum?
Or piss, cum. Well, I have pissed, cum. I think a lot of men have.
Well, sure, there's like a little bit hanging out after the
fact. So I know that, and it feels bad and good.
Well, I think he more meant, would you rather only piss, cum? When you piss, you piss, cum. And when you shit piss. Mm. I also basically, the feeling of shitting piss is like pretty familiar.
Yeah.
Diarrhea, you know.
I had a nightmare one time when I was little that I was peeing solid, like Play-Doh.
Whoa.
Like I would pee and it would come out like ice, a nice soft serve ice cream, like curling out of my penis. And it was a horrible nightmare. But always think dreams mean stuff, and I don't think that means shit.
This is the introduction that Ismael Lutfi's fans have to our show.
Oh, man, I keep forgetting.
If you came here knowing Ismael Lutfi, this was the beginning of your knowledge of us.
Oh, man, I feel bad. all the ish heads are out there. I feel like a lot of his very devout followers of Islam, friends who are...
Oh, I see. Maybe.
You know, they're like... I will support Ismael. And then they listen to this and they're just like, oh, God.
I mean, yeah. No, truly. At least some people know him and not us. And they were like, I'm going to check out my friend / family member. And we're like, would you rather shit piss or piss cum? And well, that's where you found yourself. But don't worry, we're nice.
We are nice. We're good guys. We have fun. We make riffs all the time that are clean and family friendly.
Yeah.
Or one time we talked about all the kinds of doorknobs.
Yeah,
that's
totally.
What everybody could like.
Yeah.
Hey, I like the one when you pull it.
Would you rather shit doorknobs or piss window panes? That's one of the things we've said. would you rather watch Power Rangers or would you rather be a Power Ranger? That'd be a fun podcast to do. Something super boring, you know?
Here's one. Would you rather never watch a movie again?
Okay.
Or you can only, and you have to watch one movie every single day?
Oh, my God.
Or never again.
One movie every day. Damn, that is a tough one.
That's a good one, isn't it? And that's a clean one. Pope would like that. Would you rather?
Yeah. Damn, that's tough. I would think I would probably go with never watch a movie again.
What?
The having to commit to watch a movie every day, I think I would just, it would stop being joyful to me anyway.
Mm.
And if I couldn't watch a movie ever again, I could still watch TV.
No.
Well, you didn't say that. I could never watch any video ever again?
Yes.
Well, that's crazy.
I know.
You could never watch any video ever again.
No.
But that's not what you said.
Well, that's what I'm saying now.
Yeah, well, that's bullshit.
What are the rules?
You said movie.
Okay.
So you have to watch one movie a day or you can never ever watch any video ever again.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'd watch a movie a day, but what movie?
You get to pick.
I get to pick the movie. Can the movie be a short video? Is it like a, can it be a 9-minute short film?
It can be whatever you want.
Wow. Okay. Well, every day I'll watch a 30-second movie. Easy.
What is it? What's the
movie? It's a movie I made. And it's called The Movie I Made to Cheat This System. This bet I lost is, it has like some liberal rules, so I can just watch a 30-second video.
Wow.
That's the name of the video.
Damn. Well, mine is 9/11. I would like to watch.
You want
to
watch the video of 9/11? Man, me too, dude. Well, I already
do. The Zapruder film. Yeah. I'm going to watch every day. I'll watch that while my coffee's getting brewed.
Oh, man. And I'm going to watch a video of you making coffee.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I think that's a fun one. Okay, what if, let's say the movie is National Treasure. You either have to watch National Treasure every day or nothing ever again.
Wow.
But that one.
Damn. I mean, I just couldn't watch National Treasure every day. I just couldn't do it.
I think you could.
Like, I could, but I just wouldn't want... I would want to do other things. And I don't even mean entertainment-wise. I would be, like, busy some days. Okay. You imagine, like, oh, no, sorry. I got to go home. I got to watch National Treasure. Because if I don't watch it by midnight, I turn into a pumpkin or whatever.
Okay, that's a good one.
You know?
All right, let's say you have to spend one day a year... as an inanimate object.
Okay.
You can pick pumpkin or whatever. 24 hours, you are not a human. You have to be something else. What do you want to be?
Man, easy. Alarm clock. Can still yell at people. You know what time it is. You listen to music. You know?
Man, you had that quick.
Alarm clock.
That's not a bad one.
Yeah, dude. Number two, cactus. Yeah, dude. Can't hurt me. You can't fucking hurt me.
It is funny that there's a plant that's like paranoid.
Totally.
Don't touch me. None of us want to touch you.
Yeah.
No one wants to touch a cactus. No one's even around.
Meanwhile, like a tree is just like, come on in.
Yeah. A tree's like, we like climb all over them.
And a tree has all this stuff that I want, like wood and berries and shit. And a cactus doesn't have any. I can't make rope out of a cactus.
No,
all you can do is make acid out of it.
Yeah, fuck. Cactus needs to chill. You know, you create your own reality, and they're putting up a big defensive for no reason.
This is what happens when you live in Arizona.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this thing I do is important. It's not.
No, it isn't. They like those guys. You ever see those guys standing in line at Starbucks with a pistol on their hip? Where they're like, I'm getting a fucking pistachio latte.
Totally.
For my country.
And chip chop.
That's right.
Hurry it up, or I'll shoot you in your body.
Like, do you even need to say what's your name? Like, you're going to remember what the guy with a gun ordered.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what's your name again? Let me write it on the cup.
Just draw a fucking gun on it. Draw a gun on my cup, okay, Rachel?
I just hate those guys, like, where it's like, they always have their shirt tucked in, and they're making a face like, I got a gun, and you can see it, and I know you can, and...
Big cowboy hat a lot of the time.
Yeah, it's like, chill out, dude. It's creepier when they don't. When they're like just a boring, waspy white dude who's not even like if you're Southern, you're like, oh, you're part of your culture. But like if you're just a guy from Connecticut with a pistol on your hip and you're like, I believe in the Second Amendment.
Yeah, oh my God.
My family.
That's true. If you own a gun and you don't have a Southern accent.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, you are... you're really scary. I mean, you're still scary if you have a gun and you have a Southern accent.
But at least I think you're like it. Like, yeah. I like it feels very cold and tactical if you're just some guy from Vermont with a gun.
Right. There's a chance it's part of your heritage if you're from Georgia.
Yeah.
But just like, yeah, a dude wearing a suit holding a fucking gun in Starbucks.
Horrible.
Just like John Wick is like, let me get a flat white
See, that's how I feel. Like, being from the South, like, whenever I see somebody being, like from the North saying they believe in the Second Amendment, I'm like, that's our amendment. We go to sleep next to our guns. We love them, you know?
Did your family have guns?
So many. Still do.
Really? Yeah,
so many.
Wow.
I had a gun when I was, like, 10.
Really?
Yeah, dude. From Georgia. Yeah, everybody
does. 15?
I had a... No, it was it looked like an Elmer Fudd gun. It was one of those shotguns where you like break it and put the shell in there.
Oh,
like
cool.
A hunter.
With like a bulb on the end?
I thought it was so cool. It didn't have the trumpet horn.
Damn.
On there. But yeah, I used to love my gun. I play with it every day. I thought it was great.
It's like neon green because you're a kid.
Yeah, I had a Garfield gun.
Yeah,
I thought
yeah,
it was
totally.
Really cool.
Yeah, I got to shoot Odie. Yeah, it had a picture of Nermal on the side. And yeah, I shot my neighbor's cat. I got in trouble, man. Yeah, dude, where I grew up, when you on your 10th birthday, you get a Mac 10. 15th birthday, right. AR-15.
That's right.
Yeah.
When I was 22, I got one.
Got a 22.
Yeah, when I was 8, I got a grenade.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, I didn't think it 8 grenade, it kind of flows good.
They wrapped it just as a grenade. And I was like, is that a grenade? Probably not a grenade. Unwrapped it as a grenade. And it was live.
See, no one does that. You never see a guy at Starbucks with a grenade
on his
belt.
Hip.
Yeah, I got a grenade ready to go.
There's a fucking shoulder-mounted missile launcher dragging from his belt. Just like... Yeah, that's right. That's a missile launcher.
I got to protect my family from, fighter jets.
Yeah. Did you know that you cannot get a no-fly zone instituted over your home? Sounds like bullshit to me, man. Why is the Pentagon so fucking special?
No, that's really what I think. So Pentagon gets it. I don't get what Pentagon got.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Shit.
You're saying if I don't have $2 billion, I can't buy a Black Hawk? Why not?
I can't. I want a Pentagon. I would like a Pentagon-shaped house. If it got the shape, I can have the weapon. I can't have a nuclear football.
Why can't I?
I can't go to Starbucks That's with my nuclear so football.
Why can't right? I have a five-sided two-bedroom apartment? A nuclear football. That's great.
I would
dude.
Like to meet Vladimir Putin. Why does the president only get to tell him not to invade?
It really is sort of the attitude of people now. People were like, ever since the fucking which president would you rather have a beer with?
Yeah,
everyone's
yeah.
like, everyone's everyone. I want to do what they do.
Right.
I'm in here. I'm in America.
Right.
Yeah.
Too much equality.
Why?
It's a real problem.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm sick of it. How come just because you know science, I'm making a vaccine? I put stuff in needles, and I got a washing machine.
Oh, I thought you were doing like a Southern scientist.
Yeah.
Like an anti-vaxxer who makes vaccines.
Yeah, yeah. Where he's just like, I don't know what's in it, but I know what's in mine.
Yeah.
Tylenol PM.
OJ.
I got goodies powder in there.
Yeah. Creatine.
Creatine. I got alpha brain.
Piss. Yeah, I'll make
That's
a vaccine.
That's what you need.
Totally.
That's what you need.
Chop up a bunch of newspapers, mix it in some piss.
I just, it's one of those weird double-edged swords where it's like anybody can do anything. You can be an astronaut. And then it's just like, but everyone also thinks they already are. They're like, I already kind of am an astronaut. I'm just not feeling it right now. So
right. I just didn't try.
Astronauts are no better than me at being an astronaut.
It used to only be comedians that people did that with.
Right.
It was like, I mean, I could be a comedian. I just never, ever tried to be one. That's what people would literally fucking
yeah,
say
yeah.
to you. Yeah, I mean, I'm really funny. Everyone thinks I could be a comedian. I know I could do it. I've just never at all put the effort in throughout my whole life.
That, yeah.
It's and like, now it's like that with astronauts and science
yeah,
shit and shit too. Yeah.
Yeah, if I ate Tom Brady's diet and trained since I was 8, I'd be him.
Yeah, totally.
If I had a personal trainer and a personal chef and wanted to do that, I'd it's like, what are you talking
yeah.
about? Yeah, I'm sick of this shit.
I could be a Ford F-150. I just haven't tried to shape my
if
body.
My feet were wheels.
Yeah.
And I had an engine.
I just never tried to make my feet wheels. I could be dead. I just never killed myself.
Yeah, I could die anytime I want. I can die anytime I want.
You think you're so special in your fucking graveyard? Oh, your headstone 6 feet under? I could do that. I just never killed myself.
Oh, boy.
I just never got run over by a bus. It was just luck that you got hit by a bus.
Damn, dude. You're
welcome to What's It Called.
Yeah, welcome to What's It Called. We love you.
We love you so much.
You're the best.
You're the fucking best. You're all Richard Karnes in our eyes.
That's right. Shout out to Claire listening and all the Lutfi heads, you know?
Yeah. Ismail Lutfi is our guest this week. He's one of our best friends. We're going to be zooming him in just a second. But, you know, we wanted to shoot the shit up top and, you know, I guess talk about, you know, death and shitting for a minute.
Yeah, just a normal day at the office.
And if you don't know us, you might not know that our favorite person in the world is Claire Lutfi, and her husband is our guest on the show, and I guess that's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's just fine.
Yeah, he's pretty
normally
cool.
Normally we refer to him as Claire Lutfi's husband because, you know, I mean, well, you get it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Sure, he's my best friend on Earth, but he barely exists.
Yeah, he's the best.
No, I love them both so much. It's so dope we have him on. If this is your first time here, we're What's It Called? We don't know what the fuck our podcast is called. We like to lay down. We like to go to bed, you know?
That's
true. Big fan of bed. Big fan of Richard Karn. Another way to describe this podcast is the Endless Dumber.
Endless Dumber. We have a few things we like to do. We like to rename things. Mm-hmm. We like to talk about the moon.
Yes.
We talk about the moon quite often.
We like to shit on Republicans.
And Democrats.
And we like to shit on Democrats.
Yes.
We like to shit on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we like to talk about shits.
That's right.
Yeah, we're a real shit-based couple of guys.
Yeah. Well, we do eat a lot in this office.
Mm, yeah.
And
mostly veggies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just had hot chicken, so it's going to be a long day.
If you want more of us, we got a bunch of other stuff that you could do to be a part of the show or say what's up. Email us whatthehellisitcalled@gmail.com if you want to suggest things to rename or if you
That's
have
right.
something you want us to rename in your life. We have a Discord, discord.whatsitcalled.rodeo.
Oh, yeah.
And our website is whatsitcalled.rodeo, and it's got links to our Patreon and our YouTube and our Instagram and Twitter and all that shit. And if you want to suggest names for whatever we're renaming that week, follow us on Twitter and you can jump in.
Read
our favorites on the show.
And if you want more of us, you can get bonus episodes every week on Patreon.
Hell yeah,
and,
dude.
They're really good.
Twitch every fucking Tuesday, dude.
That's right. If you like Twitch, I love Twitch.
It's so fun.
Twitch
dude.
Is fun.
We've been having fun. We play NBA Jam. Caleb can beat me now. I don't like it.
I don't either.
I don't like it.
I'm not used to it.
No.
I only like things I'm used to.
Do you have shit to promote? You got dates?
Yeah. Holler at me. I'll be out and about. Come find me out in March. It's going to be great. I'm going to be at Ventura Harbor Comedy Club March 4th and 5th, Denver Comedy Lounge March 11th and 12th, Rooster Teeth Feathers March 24th through the 27th. I'll also be at Myrtle Beach April 5th through 9th, and I'll be at the Skyline Comedy Club April 29th and 30th. So
hell yeah,
see
dude.
Me. I love you. You're the best.
And I'll be at the Potion Castle Comedy Festival in Morgantown, West Virginia, April 1st. And I believe that I'll also be in Pittsburgh that weekend. And then I'm moving to New York. So I'm going to be in New York a bunch.
Hell yeah. So if you're in New York, go see Dave.
Hell yeah. Also, this in February, I don't know. We've been banking episodes. So I don't know exactly when when in relation to this. But I put out a 7-inch. It's right here if you're watching on YouTube. It's
Dr. Funk.
Yeah, it's a 7-inch, 45 RPM vinyl. You know, I don't that thing, mm-hmm. the smaller vinyl. The art is a drawing of my fucking cat. It's two stand-up tracks and then a sketch of me and Dr. Funk. And it's up digitally if you want to listen to it, or if you want to buy one, it's on my website, shop.davetotheross.com. I'm wearing the shirt. There's a little shirt.
Hell yeah.
With my cat's face over your lapel. You know, buy some shit. I sell shit.
And look, there's a lot of supply chain issues, but you know who has shit?
I got stuff. Yeah.
And it's not stuck on a boat.
I'm going to send it right away, and then it's in God's hands after that. I really don't know.
So you better believe.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Get a 7-inch with my cat's face on it soon, because it's going to take 7 months to get there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. Well, is there anything you want to do before we bring Ismail in here?
Well, I guess we got to prepare him. Ismail's a sweet boy.
He's great.
He's a good fella. He started stand-up in Florida.
That's right.
I met him in Atlanta when he was 12 years old.
Yeah,
and
totally.
And he got younger every year.
Yeah, totally. He's 8 years old now.
He got married when he was, I think, 16.
17.
16, 17. Like a young kid. And
That marriage didn't work out.
Because you're not supposed to marry when you're a kid.
Yeah, totally.
Not anymore.
Don't marry kids. My dad used to say that.
Exactly. Don't marry kids.
Stop marrying kids, David.
Yes. I wasn't even allowed to date when I was 16. You know?
Yeah, totally. Which is weird because I kept asking Caleb out.
I know. And I was in jail.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Your dad ran the jail.
Yeah.
And that's why he wouldn't let you date.
And so Ismail is really funny. He's got a special coming out on Comedy Central. I saw him tape it in New York. And he's just a great dude. And he's a funny guy. And he's a cool guy. He's a Muslim, and but he's cool. And,
what? What? Unlike the other Muslims,
you know, he's a cool guy. He's cool, you know.
Yeah, he's one of our favorite people. Let's get him in.
Yeah,
here.
He's the best. Hell yeah!
I think my clap was bad.
Yeah, your clap sucked.
I know. It was
Caleb is the one who claps in the partnership, claps. And so he takes it pretty seriously.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
Dave, your beard,
uh-huh.
it looks like Caleb's beard. You have the same exact beard style and follicles.
We share a lot.
And the same glasses.
We have the same beard and face.
Every night I kiss a picture of Caleb.
And, that's how the beard got there.
Yeah, I just kissed it so much that the picture came onto my face.
Caleb
came on my face.
Hey. Oh, welcome to What's It Called.
Hey.
Why is that funny? That's not funny. That could be.
It could be.
It could be.
It's pretty funny, though.
But it's funny.
It is funny.
I would say
it's funny.
Coming on someone's face is, might be what you do and what you want, and it's always funny. You know?
True. I mean, also coming on your really good friend's face.
That's funny.
It's hilarious.
Especially under the auspices of it not being sex. It's just we recorded 2 episodes of the podcast and then I came on his face.
See, Jackass, when Jackass does that, when Johnny Knoxville comes in Steve-O's face.
Totally.
Hey, then I'll be Jackass forever. I'll go.
Don't come in my eye.
Have they ever done that?
That's how Steve-O talks. Steve-O's like, he can't talk, dude. I don't think there's any cum in Jackass, which is weird.
Not yet.
Yeah. Oh my god.
They must do that like Fear Factor type cum. Like it's like we got a bottle of snake cum and we're pour it on our genitals, you know? You're right. They don't really do
that.
Here's
what I'm wondering about the buffalo cum and stuff. It always seems like a gel. And I'm like, but doesn't it melt? Don't you find?
Wait, what?
I found.
Wait, what are we talking about? Buffalo cum.
You ever see it on Fear Factor when they'd be like, drink buffalo cum?
No.
Right. You never saw that? No.
Wait, no. Yeah. I corroborate Caleb. Buffalo cum.
Really? Sure. Buffalo cum was like a big Fear Factor
thing?
I'm not
kidding around.
I mean, they probably did it 3 times.
It's not that I don't believe you. I just haven't seen it, so it's shocking.
I've seen them eat a testicle. I've seen them eat a dick.
I saw all that stuff.
And
you're talking about the
cum.
Porn I watch, right?
Yeah. Well, porn can be whatever you want.
Yeah, well, totally. I watch Fear Factor and I jerk off to it.
Mine's Fern Gully.
Yeah, and then I drink buffalo cum. Totally. It's made of gelatin. And I'm vegan, so that's the hard part for me. But, you know, you got to jerk off.
Is cum... cum... Okay.
Is
vegan?
Cum, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
All right.
But no, the buffalo cum is fake buffalo cum.
I think it was. See, that's why I was wondering because it seems like it would be more liquid, less viscous, in my opinion. Unless they're storing it at a low temperature.
Oh, sure. Maybe it's
I wonder what cum is the weirdest. I wonder if there's an animal's cum that's like spiky somehow. Probably. Right.
Oh, spiky. Yeah.
Like
spike cum.
Yeah, right. Like goldfish cum has spores or something. Right. Yeah, ooh, totally.
I bet those fish that have lights on them in the deep ocean.
Yeah.
Dude, that fish cumming is probably super bright.
And spiky.
I mean, it would be disturbing if all the cum in the world was exactly the same.
Oh my God, that's
like if
true.
There's insane animals that are so different from us, but like they're it just looks just like
magic,
fucking
yeah.
Caleb's cum. Like that's weird.
That's a good point. Wow.
Thanks.
Whoa.
Thanks,
you're welcome. All right, see ya.
Thanks for coming on the podcast, Ismail.
Oh, man, we're so stoked. This is our first guest ever, and there's a reason for that. He's one of our favorite people. Give it up for Claire Lutfi's husband, everybody.
Claire Lutfi's husband.
Claire Lutfi's husband has made it to the podcast.
He's
talk about
number
him.
One. We're his number one fan.
Totally.
His
wife has a name, and he does not have a name. Right. Yeah. Which has got to be hard.
We have your pillow here. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, your wife made
Wait,
a pillow
let me see
of
it.
You? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's you, buddy.
It looks so cozy there.
Yeah, we look at it every
really
day.
Get a
You're really
mouthful
rocking
of my thigh.
Yeah, the thigh is strong.
And you got a hot dog? Yep. A hot dog.
Yep.
Is that how they named a hot dog? Someone fucked it? Right?
I hope.
Right?
So we're here to rename.
It's Ismail Lutfi, everyone. Dude, I'm so happy that you're here.
Yes. Great comic. Fun guy.
You might have seen him on Bill Burr's The Ringers, Jimmy Kimmel Live. He was a writer for Patriot Act on Netflix.
Hell yeah, he was.
And
yeah.
Now he's a writer for Rami 2. I don't know what it's called. But,
yeah, I don't know what it's called either.
Oh, okay. But an upcoming Rami-based... Can I say this? I don't know. Why am I
Probably.
Saying this?
Probably. I think it's fine. No, we're on season 2.
Oh, great. Yeah. He's writing a cartoon with Rami Youssef of the show Rami. And much like Caleb Sinan, has a Comedy Central half hour premiering this month, right? Or are
when
they
is
up?
It?
Mine's March 10th. I think yours is February sometime, right?
Mine's in April.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm the last one.
The last one.
Yeah, ever.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, last one ever.
I'm going to end the comedy boom.
You know, I was the last Jimmy Kimmel stand-up they had.
What? Is that true?
They did me, and then they were like,
nope.
Damn,
no more of these.
Wow.
That's great.
Yep.
Well, it's worth more. It's like an NFT, you know? You're the only guy doing
That's so funny. That is how late nights feel.
Yeah.
They feel like little NFTs. You're like, what? These are valuable? What?
In some
it's
way.
Such an odd thing. Like I want it and love it, but what? No, most people are like, "What?"
Yeah,
exactly.
What is that? Yeah, Kimmel was interesting too. Like I've been to like a handful of friends' tapings. You know, like I've been to Conan, and I think I've been to all the ones in L.A. I think I've been to Conan, Corden, Colbert, and Kimmel, and. All of them except Kimmel were the same. Like you wait in the green room and then they walk you through the studio and then you get introduced through the curtains or whatever. Kimmel, I went with Sharpie, Chris Charpentier, and they just had him stand in like a other room. And I saw your tape, obviously, Ismail, so I think it was the same thing. He stood in a whole other room and then the show ended. And then they herded the entire audience out of their seats into a room with a stage. And then Kimmel walked on stage and said, "Give it up for Chris Charpentier." And then they all freaked out. And it was just bizarre.
Yeah.
It's Yeah.
It's pretty strange. But I also kind of was okay with it because it was good. Like I had a fun set. It didn't feel like it fucked it up. It felt like the people being shepherded around kind of were with it, you know? Because people in LA that are going to Jimmy Kimmel Live are fine with being herded around.
Yeah.
They're on Hollywood Boulevard.
They're not from LA. Yeah. I mean, your set was good. Sharpie's was too. And I mean, it is exciting, I guess. Like, hey, get up. We're doing a new thing. Yeah.
And I saw your taping. I snuck in there against COVID protocols in New York. And I watched your taping next to the cameraman. I was in the way.
Wait, when was this?
For Comedy Central half hour.
Yeah, this was September, and it was great. You did so good.
Thanks, man.
It's going to be awesome. So check out.
I appreciate that.
It's really
I got
good.
To see it, too. Actually, it's funny that we're having you on to do this because Ismail and I had like a pretty long back and forth text thread trying to figure out a good name for his special. So he sent me the like rough cut of it, and I saw it, too. It's really good.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And your name so far is Sound It Out.
Yeah, which
but
I think
we're
is
about
good.
To change the name.
Yes.
Right?
And I'm pretty excited about it.
Oh, yeah, so that's the thing. We announced online that we're renaming Comedy Central, and that's true. But a couple bonus renamings. We're renaming Ismail's half hour and Caleb's half hour.
That's right.
Caleb's is called 30. Ismail's is called Sound It Out.
And those are perfect names, but we're about to make them better. They can't get better than that.
Yeah, they're perfect.
About to.
Yeah, man.
Well,
Caleb, did you have a hard time naming yours? I feel like I struggled so hard coming up with Sound It Out.
Totally.
I went through so many names. I was decided so many times and then was like, no, that's a horrible name.
Yeah.
Claire said one of my names was garbage.
What was your garbage ones?
The garbage one was American Rascal. She was like, that's garbage. oh my God.
Damn.
Oh.
And it was like
Rascal.
No hesitation. She called it garbage. I can picture it. That's garbage.
I mean, she said it to me not knowing that it's the one that I had really settled on.
Wow.
Okay.
And then I come back down. I'm glad she was honest with me. I mean, who knows? Maybe she held her tongue when I told her Sound It Out.
There was one that you suggest. Yeah, I remember we went back and forth a lot, and it was because of, like, it's a very specific thing. Like, we've talked about it. It's really hard to name a fucking album or special. But it's also, you want it to be something funny, ideally funny, but not corny. And corny is a pun, usually. Some puns aren't, but usually a pun is corny. And it, or like something heavy-handed or something whimsical. You just want it to be, like, artful sounding, but also kind of funny because you're a comedian. But you lose the funny if you have to. It's just better for it to just be sort of a concise, punchy thing, right?
Yeah.
But it's even harder when it's Comedy Central because it's being packaged along with other specials. And so like I literally said to him, I was like, you should call this 30 minutes. And he was like, well, that's what Caleb's calling it. Yeah.
Well, I was so pumped because it seemed so easy. Mine was so easy to name because I turned 30 and it was 30 minutes. You know, it was all.
Dude, actually, when we were doing names, you and I, when we were like trying to find a name, you suggested one that I remember loving so much. And you were like, nah, no. And I was like, no. Do you remember what it was? It was right near the end before you picked.
Yeah. It was like.
It was like. Judgment Day.
That's great.
It's so funny to me, dude.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Cause it sounds so, it's tough
it's
because.
Great. That's great.
When it's Comedy Central, it's tough to add the context of a really extreme thing. Like if it was Comedy Central, I don't think I would have called my album The Only Man Who Has Ever Had Sex because the context would have been, people were like, what the fuck?
Right.
But Judgment Day is like, it's so crazy. It's definitely funny.
Yeah, I love that. Judgment Day.
I know, but then the problem becomes that it ends up sounding kind of like I'm a guy who's a fan of Terminator 2. Like, You kind of have to look at things like really in
a
dumb way.
Are you not a fan of Terminator 2?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. You're right.
But I don't know, dude.
Isn't.
This is a perfect segue. Because, my first suggestion of a name for your special is Ismail Lutfi Infinity War.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How about that? I got Certified Lover Boy. I think that's a good one.
Do you have other options? Do you have ones for your own?
Yeah. I had a Comedy for Husbands.
Dude.
I wrote one, I Like to Get Married.
How about, I've got a, what's the deal with the pronunciation of my name?
Wow. Yeah,
I have one
good.
Here called Jews.
Oh, yeah.
Exclamation
Yeah,
point.
I had a Ranking the Races.
You seen
this? You seen this Florida thing? Yeah.
Wait, no, Dave, you had my favorite one that you pitched. That was Islam plus Florida equals me.
Dude, yeah, because we were talking about there's that style of name that some people have where they're like, because a lot of comedians are have that thing where they're like, well, I'm this specific thing, and that's my brand, and so that's why I'm huge. And there's Metro Jethro.
Metro
remember that
Jethro.
Guy? Alex Raymundo, the red Mexican.
Wow.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. So Islam Florida boy is Ismael. Yeah.
Dude, I always thought whenever I when I was in Florida doing comedy where I first started, I would always see like, you know, little pamphlets of other comedians who were coming to whatever shitty club I was doing, and they would always have like their gimmick. And I always thought if I ever stayed in Florida and just became like a Florida hack comedian, my name, my like tagline would have been spicy brown Muslim. And my picture, I'd have a little mustard on my face.
Totally. Yeah. Dude, and oh man.
That'd be huge.
I'm picturing that as the name of your half hour now in like little neon letters under your name. Ismael Lutfi, spicy brown Muslim.
You should do one in like 15 years called Muhammad Age.
Yes, there it is.
God.
Oh, man.
So much potential.
Quran so far.
From Sharia to stand-up.
Dude, so first of all, oh, man. Ismael had it was beautiful, by the way. We were on the road together in some capacity. We were in SF. I don't remember why, but we were doing shows in SF. He had a profile in Paste Magazine came out that was like 6 or 8 pages long. That was like all about him. It was all these photos. And he was like, oh,
cool.
He like hadn't even been talking about it. He was like, oh, my Paste profile came out. And I was so like, what the fuck? It was, and he was like, yeah. And I was like, this is the biggest deal ever. But, and it was wonderful. And it was so complimentary. It talked all about him. But the beginning of the profile was called this: Ismael Lutfi, from Sharia to stand up.
For real?
For fucking real.
That makes it sound like you invented Sharia law and then like chilled out and was like,
That in the profile, they ask him how he feels about all this stuff. And he explained that Sharia is more than Sharia law. It's like, I mean, you can explain it. I don't know. But he was much more than the American media says it is. They only talk about Sharia law. It's actually a big part of Islam, and it's not just this extremist thing. So they were trying to make a nod to the thing he said. But the problem was that everyone reading it has only ever heard of Sharia law, except for the few Muslims reading it. So it sounded like, yeah. We made fun of it the whole weekend. We were like, from bombing to bombing.
Right, it's like I'm Irish, and they were like, from potatoes to chicken tenders.
From totally. From IRA, from the IRA to IPAs.
That's actually kind of good.
That is good. I don't hate it. I think I had one. Oh, I had some more names for your special. I got Sweet Boy, Dark Jokes, and a Mustache.
Hey.
That sounds fun.
Ooh, yeah.
I think everybody would like
that. That's a description.
Have you heard about this disparity of wealth? what about calling it that?
I got one here called Triggered Much.
Oh, nice.
That's exciting.
Okay, this is my last one. Ismael Lutfi, I'm going to fucking kill everyone.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
that is funny. I wish I wanted it to be called Ismael Lutfi, I'm in the Taliban. but my manager was like, you can't do that.
Wow, that is so funny.
What if
funny,
I just
dude.
Do that as mine? That'll be fun. I'll do that. Olivia can't get mad at me for that.
Yeah, nobody would be surprised. you could be. You look kind of Afghan.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. That's what
Does that mean
G
I
said.
Do now? Because we look the same. Yeah.
We're the same man.
You're looking more Afghan now.
Thank you.
That's great.
You really are.
That's what I'm going for.
Yeah. And then once we're all the way there, the podcast is over. That's our whole
journey.
All right,
let me see. I had another one for myself. I was going to call it Brown Boy Magic. And then I was like,
oh, that's right. We talked
that's
about
not,
that.
Brown Boy Magic. That's too ironic, maybe.
Yeah.
It's also tough to grab. Like, between us here, we can, like, take a moment and realize it's a takeoff on Black Girl Magic.
Yeah.
But out of context, yeah, it's tough.
Right. And then even if you get that context, there's a pretty good chance you'll take it the wrong way.
Exactly.
Right.
And I don't even know what the right way is.
Right.
It's just kind of mean.
It's tough to be ironic.
It really is. Especially just with like a title, because that's like the entry point into the whole thing. It's going to make everyone hate it.
Yeah.
And then the last one, I settled on this right before I changed it to Sound It Out, was I was going to call it Child Groom.
Dude, what? That's incredible. That's
Child I know, groom. Because I got married when I was a kid, for anyone listening. Yeah, when I was 17, I got married. But the problem with that is grooming children is like a thing.
Right.
In the zeitgeist. So you can't have that. It sounds
right, bad. Right. Yeah, why didn't you call it pedophile? Israel Lutfi, pedophile. I am a pedophile.
Yeah, but my manager didn't like it. So.
My manager told me not to call it pedophile. Yeah. We should rename Caleb's special.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I got a few.
All right. What do we have?
Four Eyes.
Four. That's not bad. I like Four Eyes.
Man. All right. Here we go. Sex man does horny jokes.
Wow. No one's ever called me a sex man.
Yeah.
Good.
Wow. It was ironic.
I wrote one for my special, Try and Regan.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, okay.
Which I think is what someone who hated me would say.
Almost half a Mulaney.
All right,
old in town.
Trey Crowder minus the accent and the money.
Oh, man.
The redneck. Let's see. Redneck.
Redneck with AIDS. No, that's not. Doesn't even make sense.
You're not. It really doesn't make any sense at all. All right.
Here's one. White male bad comic.
Ismael and I are like holding up fucking scrolls a miles long. All right, we got another one here. terrible comedy. Really bad at stand-up.
All right, I have one here. Louis C. Caleb. I think that's pretty good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Well, that was a roast joke of Paige Bowman did about me.
Okay.
Man, when I go to a roast and it's not even about me, I've never been the subject of a roast. It's mostly still about me. People are like, it's time to shit on Caleb.
That's so funny.
Every time. I'll just be standing in the back and they're like, whoa, fuck you.
You know why? I can tell you exactly why that is. They're at a roast full of comedians, making fun of comedians, and they're like, who here isn't gonna get so emotional about a burn that they want to kill me?
Right.
The only one in the room who won't get their feelings hurt is Caleb.
Well, I like the attention. I like it a lot.
I got to Keep Calm and Caleb Sinan.
I like that.
Yeah, I like it too.
I like Keep Calm.
I got Caleb Sinan. Oh, shoot.
That's not bad.
Bunch of W's.
That didn't even hurt my feelings.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Big Pun's second album is called Yeah, Baby.
Oh,
and
is
I
it?
Think that's hilarious. Huh. Name your album for no reason. Yeah.
Yeah.
A bunch of H's.
You got any more for you?
I got Student Loans.
Dude, that's funny.
That'll be really good for a search engine.
Yeah.
I got Dad Jokes for Dad Folks, Too Many Act Outs, and Zoomer Humor.
Oh, yeah. Nice, dude.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think I was trying to think of actual ones, but I don't know. I'll never come up with a name again. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to think of a name.
It really is.
I'm trying to think of...
You seem to have 30 immediately. Where did that come from?
30, the title?
Yeah, I mean, like, how quickly did you land on that? It feels like you went into it.
Yeah, immediately, because I was like, well, as soon as they said you can title it, I was like, well, I just turned... Half of the special's about turning 30 anyway.
Right.
And I always like when people do that. Like, George Harrison had an album called 33 and a Third that came out when he was 33 and a third years old.
Oh, really?
And I like when people name it the age or a year. I think it's always fun.
George Carlin's got my favorite name of a comedy album of all time. And I kind of like it when a lot of people die.
That's great.
That is fun.
That's great.
It's so funny.
Yeah. I love the title. Mm-hmm. Like, that's our whole podcast. I've always loved coming up with
titles. Are so fun.
Titles. I love it.
Let's fucking rename Comedy Central then. Huh?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Cool.
You got any names? You got any names for this shit?
I got a handful.
I wondered, I was like, what if one is a little mean and both our specials are over?
I know.
We're like, shit. Shouldn't have said. Shouldn't have said not
That's
good
so funny.
Channel.
That's why I think Comedy Central should be called Viacom Fired All My Friends. here's like my that. Here's my next name for Comedy Central. It's actually pretty difficult for me to come up with names for this channel because I feel emotionally attached to it because the development people were always really supportive of me and gave me a lot of opportunities, you know. And yeah, CBS did fire a bunch of people, but some good people are still there, so I have mixed feelings about it. Central.
That's a name.
I also think they could call it, another thing they could call it is All These Shows Fucking Suck.
Yeah, I had the idea. History Channel for Nephews.
Whoa, that's so funny. What?
E-Bombs World 2.
Tosh.0 still.
Oops, all South Park.
Oh, man.
Oops, all South
Park. Oops, all South Park is really great.
Oh, man. I got SNL, but all day. I think that's fun.
Any Daily Show is too much Daily Show.
Trevor Noah's fuck toy. Yeah.
Trevor No. Also, okay, so these next couple are inspired by the meetings I've had with them. Do you have any ideas for Snapchat content? Oh, yeah, that's funny. Do you think we could attach Craig Robinson? We love Craig Robinson. Oh, man. You heard about this this new funny 15-year-old?
Oh, man. These are great.
Here's one. Shows created by every comedian but Dave Ross.
Ah.
And the fuck Dave Ross channel.
Oh, man. Sorry. Oh, yeah, here's one. For the record, Ismael also never had a show on Comedy Central.
Here's one. But he did have a web series, so.
Yeah, and it was good. It was really good, and a lot of people watched it. Wow. It was so good that Ismael, to this day, is proud of it. He'll tell you.
Dave, these don't sound like names anymore.
No, it don't sound like names.
They sound like titles.
Dave Ross may have not had a web series, but he did get to make a sketch one time with them that he's proud of. Granted, it was years ago. Okay.
I knew this would happen. I knew that Comedy Central would stir up real emotions.
Yeah, totally.
In all three of us.
Totally.
Yeah. Well, they're the only people that have ever tried to help me.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
I made sure to say that
I've squandered each and every one of those opportunities.
Yeah.
They are. It's funny, right? It's like they're obviously Viacom and CBS and fuck all that. But then they were like the thing I loved when I was a kid. Yeah. And then more than any other thing in the industry, they were just like around the development people specifically. They would hang out. Right. You get to know them. And they really tried. When they fired a bunch of people, it fucking pissed me off, man. It like really, it sucks. Yeah. So I legitimately did have a hard time because they legitimately were dope. To me.
Yeah. And they're still, it's like,
yeah,
they still try to help us out.
Totally. And they gave you guys half hours.
Right.
They gave you guys half hours.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Yeah, I don't have half hours. I don't have a half hour of jokes, I guess. I get so mad. I guess I just don't have that. No, truly, they're like, there are still like a bunch of good people there and fucking really busting their ass to like get comics who otherwise don't get on TV shit. Yeah, it's dope.
Right. Yeah.
I'm like very much grateful.
They're the reason that my friends are surprised at how poor I am.
Yeah.
They're usually like, oh, what'd you get for that web series? $1 million? And I'm like, no.
No, dude. Nope.
No.
So true.
No. People I lost money and had a bad night.
I asked my high school for everyone I went to high school with. I was like, how much do you think I made doing Conan? They're like, 10 grand. And I was like, oh, God. funny. Like $782. Like,
yeah.
They don't, people just don't know.
Dude, the amount I made for the half hour makes me want to cry.
Oh, yeah. Well, but thanks for the opportunity, everybody.
Yeah, no, it's good. Thanks, guys.
Man, it's all so weird.
It makes me want to cry because it's so much.
Yeah.
Right, right, right. You cry from happiness.
Yeah. Right, right.
Well, let's see. You know, all right, I think the best way to do this.
Oh, yeah, we got
to
do the tweets.
We're going to read our listener suggestions for names. And I think what we'll do is Caleb and I will fire them off and we can all talk about them. But Ismail, you pick your favorite. You pick the winner. Yeah, of our listeners.
We'll retweet.
Okay, great.
Yeah. right away, Ario Damian says MTV.
Pretty good. That's
kind of accurate.
At Putterboss, the Putterboss sisters, you know,
Putterboss, oh, I love the
very
Putterboss.
Funny comedians.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
They say, we used to be just for white guys. Now, sometimes we have women.
Sometimes they do. I like this one. Oh, wait, where'd it go? It just jumped away. Shit. Oh, I like from Kick-Assatron. Laugh Factory.
Hell yeah, dude.
Laugh Factory's good.
At Ned Schneble says, the official channel of middle school.
Hell yeah.
Well, here we go. At D-Beat Buckethead, comedy cumtrol.
Comedy cumtrol.
At Bog Dude says, cable brick wall.
Ooh, I like at Bobby Benedict says MTV 69. That's actually, yeah, I would watch MTV 69.
Yeah.
At Fondle Punch says The Daily Show with Craig Kilborn.
Hilarious.
What else we got?
At Bogdute says CISO's granddad.
Oh, I like CISO's granddad.
I like CISO. That's good. That's good. Yeah. Oh shit. At Coda Otan says, we'll cancel anything central.
Wow.
Dang.
That's funny. That's good.
Bobby Benedict says, vomity testicle. Well, I think that might be my winner.
That's impressive. I was really searching for some rhymes and I couldn't get
vomity
any.
Vomity testicle.
Vomity testicle.
Vomity testicle.
Oh, I like this from at Demurist. Half Baked is on again. They really play the hell out of Half Baked.
Seth Mills says South Tosh Daily presents Aholics.
Oh, I like
that's good.
That's
at
good.
John Acab says Trevor Noah Center for Smart Opinions.
Damn, that like might that be the one. That's really funny. Seth Mills again says, remember Jon Stewart and the movie Joanna Man? All right, buddy, you got to pick. At Max J. Kerr says, Joe Dirt TV.
I like Joe Dirt TV.
Two more. Hmm. Weston Woe says, Slammin' Salmon Station, which I don't get, but makes me laugh. And Dave Waite says, The Office Channel.
Ooh, I like The Office Channel.
Ooh. If I had to choose...
Yeah,
I think
do.
The most resonant one for me is the one about canceling everything. What was it again?
Yeah.
Sorry,
we'll cancel anything
track.
Central. I think.
We'll cancel anything central. That's great.
Hell yeah, dude. All right. That's from where's this guy? Where are we at? There we go. Coda Otan. Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
That
congratulations,
Kevin.
Coda Otan. You get the Ismail Ricky shit, the first one.
You win, you motherfucker.
You win.
Dude,
great
yeah.
job.
Ismail Lutfi, thanks so much, man. This was so fun. Thanks
hey,
for doing
course.
This.
Hey, dude. Thanks for having me. I'm honored, and I'm humiliated, and I'm brought to my knees.
I know.
And,
there's
I
a good
you.
Title.
I love
honored,
you.
Humiliated, and brought to my knees.
This is the greatest day of my life, and I do not want it to have happened, you know?
Yeah, I wish we could go back.
It's all over.
Yeah.
Sure, some things are that good.
Yeah. Well, we love you, buddy. And
you
don't
guys.
Miss Ismail's special. It's really, really good. And if it wasn't, I would not say it.
Yeah.
I would say, check it out.
It was good.
I'd say it like that.
We would say, oh, it's good.
But it's really, really, really good.
He, you are, what are you on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok, dude?
Oh, dude, I'm just my name. I'm Ismail, I-S-M-A-E-L, period, Lutfi, L-O-U-T-F-I. And then on TikTok, I'm Ismail Bits.
Oh, cool.
Because
oh.
I post little bits of
that's cool.
comedy.
Cool.
And check out
but
TikTok.
Yeah.
Check out, TikTok.com.
Hell
yeah. You got anything else you want to talk about, promote?
No, I think I'm good.
Cool,
I think that's
dude.
All I got
hell
going
yeah.
on.
We love you
Watch
so much,
out for,
man.
For Rami's new cartoon coming out in 2025.
Yes. Oh,
hell yeah.
No really, idea.
We got to write the first seven seasons before you release it.
Yes. No, why? Why are they doing that?
Tell Claire we love her so much. She's the star of our show.
Hell yeah, cool. Dude.
Yep. I'll let her know.
All right. Get ready to lay down. See you, dude.
Bye, boys. I
Later,
love you.
Buddy. Love you so much.
Take Peace. Care.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Ismael Lutfi.
Oh, man. That's a great guy.
That was so dope, man. Oh,
man. He makes my little heart warm.
Yeah, totally. He makes my heart smaller.
Ooh.
That sounded bad. But you said little heart. It made me try to say something adorable, but instead it sounded like he
It makes
me.
My little heart feel small because it's so full of love.
Yeah, totally. Right. Yeah. There's Normally, it doesn't feel that full of love. And so when it's full, it's like, oh, did it get smaller?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like the opposite. You're like the comedy opposite Grinch.
Yeah, totally.
That's what I've always said.
Yeah, not a Grinch. Ismael Lutfi. That's what he should have called his special.
Yeah, so what did we settle on for his name?
I don't know if we did.
Can't remember.
I think Sounded Out. Well, you and I said Judgment Day.
Judgment Day was my favorite.
So fucking funny.
But yeah, check out Sounded Out.
Yeah, check out Sounded Out March 10th. On Comedy Central's YouTube, which I think is youtube.com/standup is where it gets released, right?
Yeah.
And Caleb's comes out in April. And follow Ismael at Ismael.Lutfi on Instagram and at Ismael Bits on TikTok.
Hell yeah.
And we love you.
We love you.
Thanks so much for watching and listening to the show. If you want more of us, patreon.com/whatsitcalled. You know all the stuff. Join our Discord. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. All those links are at whatsitcalled.rodeo.
And thanks to our producers.
Thanks to our producers. Shout out to Ordinary Andrew.
Yeah, that's right.
Tim Gately, Peter Comistra, Amanda Richards, James Colton, Peter Dahlberg, Eric Williams, and of course, our in-house producer, Kyle Neal.
Kyle Neal, everybody.
Who makes the show look good even at all.
That's right.
Before it looked, and now it looks good.
Now it looks good as shit.
You guys are great. Thanks so much. We'll see you next time.
All right, lay down.
Lay down.
What's it called? What's it called? What's it called?